The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
For Monday, October 11th, 2021, it's The Brief from WABE. I'm Emil Moffitt. Fulton County fired two election workers for allegedly shredding voter registration forms instead of processing them. Fulton Elections Chief Richard Barron says other employees reported seeing them pick up batches of the applications.
We believe that approximately 300 voter registration applications are at issue. We reported this to the Secretary of State's office and requested an investigation.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says his office is investigating. He issued a statement asking the U.S. Justice Department to look into it as well, saying Fulton County has a history of election problems. Meanwhile, early voting begins Tuesday in municipal elections throughout metro Atlanta. Susanna Capilluto reports what may be different this election season.
The biggest contest in Fulton and DeKalb counties is the Atlanta mayor's race, but several cities there are also picking mayors and city councils. Voters will also choose school board members. In Gwinnett County, 13 cities are holding local elections. In Cobb, a countywide East Blast vote is on the ballot along with several city contests. Because of Georgia's new voting law, drop boxes for mail-in absentee ballots are limited to a few locations, and they're only accessible inside during early voting hours. Voters who plan to mail in their ballots need to make sure it gets to the county 11 days before the November 2nd election. That deadline is Friday, October 22nd. Susanna Capilluto, WABE News.
The COVID-19 vaccination gap between black and white Americans is shrinking. Sam Whitehead has more on new data that show counties in Georgia having a greater share of black residents who are vaccinated.
That comes from a report released last week from nonprofits Sergo Ventures and COVID Act Now, which collected figures from more than 700 counties across the country. Black residents were vaccinated at higher rates than white residents in 36% of those counties, many of them in the state of Georgia. A separate analysis from the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation found 54% of white people were vaccinated, compared to 46% of black people. Researchers say that disparity has narrowed over time. But both reports stress that more work needs to be done to reach black and Hispanic populations, both of which are at increased risk of severe outcomes from coronavirus infection. Sam Whitehead, WABE News.
Supplies to build a house, manufacture a car, and even some holiday gifts may not be available at the moment because of ongoing supply chain issues. The worldwide problem has container ships backed up on both coasts. Ravinder Johar is CEO of Bloom Global, a supply chain technology company with offices here in Atlanta. We began our conversation with the big question: why is this still happening, and when will it end?
The issue is not on the water. The issue is on the land. Even if you look at Port of Savannah, the issue is that they can't turn the container ships around quickly enough. We don't have enough capacity available for rail or trucking to move the container off kind of as quickly as we used to do. It's just at the Port of Savannah in particular, we never really had backlogs of ships waiting. Now the ship comes in, it needs to unload all the containers. They all need to be put either on a rail or on a truck and get to the distribution centers. And there are all type of reasons, but that backlog has continued. And right now, it doesn't look like that anything will improve at least well into 2022.
And so we just heard your prediction there. What will it take to end this bottleneck?
I think what this has pointed out is many of the things that have built up over the last two decades. And so I think we didn't really have to handle or see these issues when it was normal times, right? So once it hit a disruption, we saw that there actually is a lot of manual work that needs to happen for us to move containers around. The role of technology can help fix many of these things, right? So I think, as you know, for us as Bloom Global, we are focused on a digital platform for global logistics and global supply chain. It was all kind of related to that. Why do we have so much kind of manual work? I'm still surprised at how much of the communication between a ocean carrier, a freight forwarder, and a trucking company happens via email and phone calls and just trying to see how do I get the work done. Now, there is also some real issues on the labor side. Right? So I have not heard the great resignation was the new term that got created this year. I've also heard kind of great reassessment, right? That we at this point, we cannot find labor kind of for warehouses. We cannot find labor kind of on the driver side. There was always a shortage so that labor shortage is playing a big role in it. Our view is that, again, kind of if you think of automation, right, because many of these jobs can be automated and have less reliant on labor.
So what are companies trying to do to get around these issues and still be able to serve their customers?
So I think companies are doing all type of things, right? So I will talk about Atlanta. You saw Home Depot chartering kind of ships for the first time to move goods in for Halloween, right? So they were back to, instead of working with others. I don't know if you saw that Coca-Cola did the same thing. So now they are chartering their own ships. That's something that had never happened, right? So people are being creative, right? Kind of in trying to figure out how do I get my goods kind of into the stores. Many of the companies have reassessed where they source from, how do they move goods around. We do have kind of some shortages which are not easy to overcome. Right? I mean, if I will give you an example on the semiconductor side, there's a severe shortage now for the components and strangely for automotive. So many of the automotive plants are not able to run at capacity because you just don't have enough component. So there, kind of your options are limited.
That's Pravinder Johar, CEO of the supply chain technology firm Bloom Global. The Atlanta Braves have taken a lead in their division series with the Milwaukee Brewers following Monday's 3-0 win at Truist Park. The Braves need just one more victory to advance to the National League Championship Series. Braves manager Brian Snitker says it's surreal how far the Braves have come after a sluggish start to the season.
I'm so proud of these guys. We're to be sitting here right now talking to y'all a game away from going to the NLCS again. Who knows what's going to happen, but you know what? That we put ourselves in this position is a credit to all those guys in that room.
Jock Peterson's 3-run homer provided the only scoring in the game. Game 4 is Tuesday, also at Truist Park. The High Museum of Art is set to host the portraits of former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama as part of a 5-city tour organized by the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. The Obama Portraits Tour will be at the High from January 14th through March 20th. Officials say tickets will go on sale in the next few weeks. And the mayor's 5K on the 5th runway race at Atlanta Airport is back this fall after being canceled last year because of the pandemic. It starts October 16th. That's a Saturday at 6:30 a.m. Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. The officials there say planes will continue to take off and land at other runways, but an isolated far south side of the airfield will be cleared for the race. Officials say face masks will be required before and after the 5K. That's it for The Brief. You can find more local news at our website, wabe.org. Lily Oppenheimer produced today's program. Lisa Hagen is our editor. And for Jim Burris, I'm Emil Moffitt. Thanks for listening.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of mysteries. Are ghosts real? Is that yogurt expired? Hey, the unknown can be scary, but when you donate to WABE, you know where your money is going. Your gift supports the journalism that keeps you informed and the programs that pull back the curtain on complicated stories. Help us make the world less mysterious. Become a member now. Go online to wabe.org/donate, and thanks.